Saul Alinsky is the godfather of soft socialism in America. He is the godfather of community organizing, and he's the thought leader behind what becomes the Democratic Party with the Clintons, and then with Barack Obama, and then with Joe Biden. You need no more proof than this than just to look at Hillary Clinton. She wrote her senior thesis on Saul Alinsky. Now, what's shocking to many Christians, many Catholics, many Americans, is that Pope Paul VI was a big fan of Saul Alinsky. This Italian pope was a fan of Saul Alinsky, and he met with him 3 times. Now, Paul VI, who's he? He is the godfather of Vatican II. He didn't open up Vatican II, that was John the 23rd, but he oversaw most of it, the documents, and then the closure of the Second Vatican Council in 1965, and then also promulgated the new Mass, the new liturgy, all new liturgies for all the seven sacraments in the 60s and culminating into 1970. The most radical reforms in liturgy, in theology, in dialogue with the modern world, all happened under Paul VI. Here we have two radical minds, one in the realm of politics, another in the realm of theology, liturgy, and Catholicism. So I kind of want to tell that story briefly today. I think it's really important. I discovered this connection when I was doing research for my book, Infiltration. Now, in the late spring of 1958, this is just a few months before Pius XII died in Rome, Montini, Cardinal Montini. Now, Cardinal Montini is the name of Paul VI before he becomes Paul VI. All right, that's his last name, Montini. Cardinal Montini met 3 times with the Jewish American leftist and Chicago infiltrator Saul Alinsky. And this was arranged through a common friend, Jacques Maritain. Who's Jacques Maritain? He claims to be a Thomist, a philosopher, and a theologian. I've also done my doctorate on Thomism, philosophy, theology, many of the same topics covered by Jacques Maritain. I'm not impressed. I would consider Jacques Maritain to be a pseudo-Thomist. He wrote a modernist book called Integral Humanism in 1935, and Jacques Maritain proposed a new form of Christendom rooted in political, philosophical, and religious pluralism, which is something that Saul Alinsky loves and something that Paul VI loves. So, in a way, Jacques Maritain was intellectually paving the way for the ideas, the goals of Vatican II. Lumen Gentium, Nostra Aetate, Dignitatis Humanae, especially. By the way, Jacques Maritain was the ghostwriter for the Credo of the People of God by Paul VI, proclaimed in 1968. So these three men are interconnected. Saul Alinsky, the Jewish American, Jacques Maritain, and then in Italy, Montini, who is Paul VI, not Martini, Montini. Now, in the mid-1940s, Jacques Maritain became Saul Alinsky's friend and collaborator. Alinsky had worked as a soft socialist community organizer in Chicago since the 1940s, and he had made it his goal to establish fronts of social justice with Protestant and Catholic clergy there in Chicago. Dishonestly, Maritain canonized the agnostic Alinsky by calling him a practical Thomist, which is ridiculous because he's an atheist. Sadly, Maritain also encouraged Alinsky to publish his famous Infiltration Manifesto, Rules for Radicals. And you might know that his book, Rules for Radicals, was dedicated, the book was dedicated to quote the first radical known to man who rebelled against the establishment and did it so effectively that he at least won his own kingdom, Lucifer, end quote. So Saul Alinsky dedicated his manifesto, Rules for Radicals, to Satan. And this is the man who will be meeting with Paul VI. So I don't really think you'd call Alinsky a practical Thomist if he's praising Satan. Jacques Maritain, ain't nobody got time for that. This book later became the handbook, the manual for Chicago community organizers. Who is the most famous Chicago community organizer of all time? Barack Obama, who becomes President Barack Obama. The thesis of Saul Alinsky is that a perceived noble end always justifies the means, no matter how vicious or pernicious the means may be. Maritain praised Rules for Radicals as, quote, a great book, admirably free, absolutely fearless, radically revolutionary. And Maritain received exclusive rights to the French translation. Regarding his admiration for Saul Alinsky, Jacques Maritain, who's the friend of Paul VI, we'll bring Paul VI in just in a moment. But Maritain wrote, I see in the Western world no more than three revolutionaries worthy of the name. Eduardo Frei in Chile, Saul Alinsky in America, and myself in France, who am not worth beans since my call as a philosopher has obliterated my possibilities as an agitator. Saul Alinsky, who is a great friend of mine, is a courageous and admirably staunch organizer of people's communities and an anti-racist leader whose methods are as effective as they are unorthodox. So Maritain loved Alinsky. As a teacher of Montini, Maritain brings Alinsky into the orbit of Cardinal Montini, who becomes Paul VI. So before the first meeting between Alinsky and Montini, who becomes Paul VI in 1958, Maritain wrote to Saul Alinsky, assuring him of Cardinal Montini's enthusiasm. He says the new cardinal was reading Saul's books and would contact him very soon. Now, let's pause here. Why would the future pope, Cardinal Montini, be reading the books of a Chicago thug socialist? I mean, maybe he's interested in it, but here he says he's reading them with enthusiasm. Why is social justice and soft community socialism of interest to Cardinal Montini? Apparently not just interest, enthusiasm. We know that there were at least three personal meetings that occurred between Cardinal Montini, the future Paul VI, and Saul Alinsky, because Alinsky says so in a letter dated June 20th, 1958. He says, quote, I had three wonderful meetings with Cardinal Montini, and I'm sure that you will have heard from him since, end quote. We don't know what was discussed at these three meetings between a Chicago thug community organizer and a cardinal of the Roman Church who was close to the previous, or the, at that time, current Pope, Pius XII. But there was obvious admiration. That same year, after the death of Pius XII, Saul Alinsky wrote to a friend as follows. Now get this, quote, No, I don't know who the next pope will be. But if it's to be Montini, the drinks will be on me for years to come, end quote. So in other words, the Chicago thug communist who wrote Rules for Radicals dedicated the book to Satan. He's saying, man, if we could get Cardinal Montini to be the Pope, the drinks would be on me for years to come. Now, that same year, the Cardinals went to elect a Pope, and Montini did not win. It went to John the 23rd, Roncalli. But after Roncalli died, they did elect Saul Alinsky's boy, Cardinal Montini, and he took the name Paul VI. I find this troubling. You could say, well, these are just associations. Just because Paul VI enthusiastically read the books of Saul Alinsky, just as Hillary Clinton did and Barack Obama did, and just because he met with them three times to talk about these books or these strategies, that doesn't mean that Paul VI, as Pope, was a radical, was a disruptor. But all you have to do is read church history from the 1960s up until his death in 1978, and it is nothing but radical revolution in the church. I would say the most radical revolution in the church in a 2,000-year history. I don't know of a pope who has been more disruptive and more radical than Paul VI, who was canonized by Pope Francis in, I think it was 2018. I think Paul VI, the history, the biography of who he was and what he's about, I don't think has been done yet. We're scratching the surface here, but he is a radical, following rules for radicals. I don't know if it's exactly Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals, but he is following some radical ideology and imposing it on the Catholic Church. And what we've seen for the past 50, 60 years has been radical disarray and disorganization. The kind of things that you see in Saul Alinsky. Hey, thanks for watching. I'm going to close up our video here with a prayer. But before I do, please like this video with a thumbs up and please share it on Facebook to get it to a bigger and better audience. I really appreciate y'all just expanding things and getting people into these videos, into these podcasts. You can also listen to these, by the way, it's not just on YouTube. If you want to experience these podcasts audio, you can go to Spotify, you can go to iTunes, you can go to Stitcher, wherever you listen to podcasts, you can hear this podcast in an audio format. So if you're in the car or you're working out on a treadmill and you want to just listen to these, which is what my wife does, you can hop on Spotify and search Taylor Marshall, or go on iTunes, Taylor Marshall, Stitcher, Taylor Marshall, and you'll see this podcast pop up. You can subscribe to it there and you'll get new shows as they come out. If you want to support my work and be in a drawing for all kinds of rosaries and Bibles and also get signed books, like signed copies of Infiltration, which is mainly what I read from today, you can go to patreon.com/drtaylormarshall. Okay, let's pray the Ave Maria. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. In nomine Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. All right, pray that rosary every single day. You're not on the team. And remember, our Lord Jesus Christ is the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So go out there and be salty. God bless and Godspeed.